Camera Hashi Schluch. Welcome to another 2 hours of the best of Scottish music brought to you courtesy of Radio Triple UFM down here at South Nowra, broadcasting on 104.5 Central, 92.3 North, and 99.7 South on this wonderful, still spring, yep, wonderful day outside. And it's 25 degrees here in the wee box. Yes. Right, thank you again to Papa Willie for another wonderful program. He's, as I said, he's got to put up with a lot, but he does it. He gets through it with a big smile. What, is that what you call a smile? Righto, let's get started with a couple of tracks from John Ellis. Thank you. Yes, that wonderful music was by John Ellis and his country band. What have we got on for this afternoon? The Scottish country dancing is on as usual. Oops, I better get rid of him. We've had enough of that. Right, the Scottish country dancing is on as usual at Ural Bay Community Centre or Hall. Starts at 2 p.m. Now, if you want to do some light exercise, well, that's the place to go. It's better than exercise, and because you're enjoying it and you're learning something. Scottish dancing, yep. Not the heavy stuff that you see around the clubs and that. This is good stuff. Scottish country dancing. And when you go down and tell them that Jock told you all about it, Jock on the radio, Radio Triple U, FM. Also, if you've got any family who would like to learn the pipes or the drums, well, the Shoalhaven City Pipe Band, beg your pardon, we'll start again. The Shoalhaven City Pipes and Drums will look after you in drumming or in piping and sometimes even Highland dancing. Yes, if there are any young boys out there would like to learn Highland dancing, well, now's your opportunity because there's not many boys do it. For more information, give John McKenzie a ring on 4421-5306. 4421-5306. They're a fantastic group of people up there that really look after you. Yep. Right, what are we going to do in next? Let's hit this wee button and find out. This isn't going to do it for me. We'll start again.
About that big lump of water just down behind the stage here. This has been a song that we've shared with you for a long time. And the reason that we love singing it is because you sing it with us. So are you all ready out there? Can I send off this brilliant day you've given us? We're singing this song together. This is Loch Lomond!
Thank you.
Was the Rumrig with the Loch Lomond, E. Bankson Brazy. No, that was done on the banks of Loch Lomond, and there was something like between 40 and 60,000 people there, and that's when the traffic cops had a day and a half. They booked everything in sight because everybody was parked illegal. It was out in the country. They were parked down the middle of the road, they were parked in the side of the road, and no traffic can get moving coming through. So thousands and thousands got booked. Right. I've got a very interesting little, what shall we call it? I don't know what to call it, actually. A coincidence. Yeah, okay, we'll call it a coincidence. This was written by a fella on the BBC, and he delved into it, and he found a book that's all about coincidences, and he highlighted this one. Abe Lincoln was elected to Congress in 1846. John Kennedy was elected to Congress in 1946. Abraham Lincoln became the president in 1860. John Kennedy became the president in 1960. Abraham Lincoln had a secretary called Kennedy who urged him to go to the theater. John Kennedy had a secretary called Lincoln who advised him not to go to Dallas. Booth shot Lincoln in the theater, then ran into a warehouse. Oswald shot Kennedy from a warehouse. Lincoln was succeeded by a southerner called Johnson. And so was Kennedy. He was succeeded by a southerner called Johnson. The first Johnson was born in 1808. The second Johnson was born in 1908. What would you call that? A coincidence? Yeah, I thought it was very interesting, and I decided to let you hear it. Ah, very, 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 very canny and creepy, isn't it? Makes you wonder. By the grace of God. All right, let's listen to Derek Walker, who was the Al Jolson of Glasgow. He was in the Black and White, the Black and White Minstrels when they were out here way back in the... Now, when were they out here? I think it was the 60s and the 70s. Yep, they were in the Tivoli Theatre, and they were great. So here he is, Derek Walker.
Tootsie, don't cry. Tootsie, goodbye. That choo-choo train that takes me away from you. No one can tell how sad it makes me. Kiss me, Tootsie, and then come on, do it again. Now watch for the mail. The sign of a fail. If you don't get a letter, then you'll know I'm in jail. Don't cry, Tootsie, don't cry. Goodbye, Tootsie, goodbye. Yesterday I heard a lot of sigh. Goodbye, homie, oh my. Seven times we got aboard a train, and seven times he hurried back to kiss and love again. I tell her, Tootsie, goodbye. Tootsie, don't cry. That choo-choo train that takes me away from you. No witch can tell how sad it makes me. Kiss me, Tootsie, and then come on, do it again. Now watch for the mail, the sign of a fail. If you don't get a letter, then you know I'm jail. Don't cry, Tootsie, don't cry. Goodbye, Tootsie, goodbye. Tootsie, goodbye. Tootsie, don't cry. That choo-choo train that takes me away from you. No one can tell how sad it makes me. Kiss me, Tootsie, and then come on, do it again. Now watch for the mail, the sign of a fail. If you don't get a letter, then you know I'm gay. Don't cry, Tootsie, don't cry. Goodbye, Tootsie, goodbye. Tootsie, goodbye. Tootsie, don't cry. That choo-choo train that takes me away from you. No one can tell how sad it makes me. Kiss me, Tootsie, and then come on, do it again. Watch for the mail, the sign of a fail. And if you don't get a letter, then you know I'm in jail. Don't cry, Tootsie, don't cry. Goodbye, Tootsie, goodbye. Tootsie, goodbye. Tootsie, don't cry. That Tootsie train that takes me away from you. No one can tell how sad it makes me. Kiss me, Tootsie, and you. A funny song with crazy words that roll along. And if my song can start you laughing, I'm happy, so happy. Let me sing a sad refrain, a broken heart that love and pain. And if my song can start you crying, I'm happy. Let me croon the low-down blues to lift you out of your seat. And if my blues should reach your shoes and start tapping your feet, I'm happy. Let me sing a fixer's charm, a cotton field of mammy's arms. And if my song can make you homesick, I'm happy. So if a shower they come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May. So if it's raining, have no regret, because it isn't raining. proud of their beauty. So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along, let me sing a funny song, a crazy word that roll along. And if my song can make you homesick, I'm happy. When first I saw the light, dreamt the world held not but joy for me, and even though we drifted far apart, I never dreamed but what I dream of thee. As I never loved before, since first I met you on the village green. Come to me, ere my dream of love is o'er. I've loved you.
Remember when you were sweet 16? Yep. What was I doing? Oh, I can't. No, I dare not mention it on air. No. That was, I made a mistake. I said it was Derek Walker. It wasn't. It was Derek Taylor. T-A-Y-L-O-R. Derek Taylor, one time soloist in the Black and White Minstrels. Yep. That was a great show, wasn't it? There were really fantastic shows at that time on the Tiv Theatre. Moma Khaki and all the others. I can't remember most of them. Right. What else have we got on today? Nothing, no. The pipes, no. Okay. Let's listen to Sheena Wellington. I think this is a Christmassy one. Let's find out.
Treasured one, are you? I'm thinking that you're growing, lad. What are you now, my son? I'm thinking that you're growing, lad. What are you now, my son? I'm thinking that you're growing, lad. It's years since I saw your dad. What are you now? What are you now? What are you now, my son? They said it was the best for you. What are you now, my son? They said it was the best for you. What are you now, my son? They said it was the best for you, and the only thing that I could do. What are you now? What are you now? What are you now, my son? They said you'd need a family. What are you now, my son? They said you'd need a family. What are you now, my son? They said you'd need a family, and that you should not stay. I love you so. I didn't want to let you go. Where are you now, my
Where are you now, my son? That was all about a young lady who had to adopt her child out, and it really broke her heart, as you can, when you hear the words, "Where are you now, my son? I didn't want to let you go." And that goes on quite a lot these days. But then again, it's been going on for a long, long time. I read an article somewhere where illegitimacy and bastardry go hand in hand, and it's been going on for in Britain when the Victorian era was the worst of the lot. Because I suppose it's because the girls were, the ladies and the girls were tied down by the father, who probably one of those strict Victorian. I remember when I was a kid the way my grandfather treated his daughters. So is any wonder they sneak out the back door and meet the boyfriend and come home with a little parcel? Right, what have we? Let's see. Let's listen to Addie Harper.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.